Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So before I start off this podcast, I want to make a service announcement. And this one also is a service announcement that I should have added when I did Better Man, the biopic about Robbie Williams. And they both deal with mental health. Well, Robbie Williams, his has had to deal with drugs and alcohol. Well, the one I'm talking about today has to do with depression. And this is very important. What I'm going to tell you guys is the National Mental Health Hotline. If you or anyone you love is struggling mentally at all, call 866-903-3787. Again, that's the National Mental Health Hotline, and that's 866-903-3787. And I'm also going to put that linking everything in the bio as well. And then I also wanted to give you another phone number for any mental health issues that you may or have a loved one that is has, and that it for any facilities or anything, and that is 866-722-1282. Again, that's 866-722-1282. And it's very important. Mental health is important. Therapy is very important. It's not for the weak. We all are struggling with something. We all have issues. Therapy, even though you're not going to have, you don't struggle with anything big like depression or a drug disorder or abandonment or daddy issues or anything like that, it's very important. It can help you to talk to someone about anything, anxiety, whatever. Your mental health is important. A lot of times we more take care of our bodies, physical, we go to the gym, we take the food we eat, we go to the doctors, we go to the dentist, check our eyes, but our mental is important. Make sure you do not break out and you deal with your stuff from your past, because in your future, it'll come out in a different way. And that's what happened with Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen. Okay, so let's get to the podcast. So finally, I was able to watch this on a streaming service. Particularly, I watched this on Hulu. This is Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. It finally came out for streaming on Hulu on the 23rd of January. So that's when I saw it, at the 23rd of January, around like late at night, because I'm a night owl. I learned a lot. Bruce is not my decade. I'm way younger. He's now in his 70s. He could be my grandpa. Again, I only know one song. I know he's a rock artist. I only know one song that I've heard, and I was born in the USA. Other than that, I don't know any Bruce songs at all. Bruce Springsteen songs at all. So this one is about the, it covers the Nebraska area. Nebraska album that he didn't do no promotion, no singles or anything like that. Didn't put his face on it at all. An album that is folk, and I'm not into folk music, so it was, for me, I didn't really like it. It really dealt while listening to the songs a lot about depression, a lot about what he struggled with when he was younger. And when he was younger, his dad, what I saw from the flashbacks is his dad was very abusive to his mother, and maybe him at some time, and probably drank a lot and took substances a lot and was very absentee. One thing I was very shocked with, and I looked this up, that his parents never got divorced, so he just had to live with the abuse that his dad was dealing to him and his mom, and possibly he has two younger sisters, so his younger sisters as well. And I get it that this was the probably the 50s, 60s, 40s, so, and she could not get out of the marriage, but I'm surprised that, like, you know, the 80s, you know, when Bruce was, like, 30, like, when he did Nebraska, he was 32, like, the 80s or the 90s, she didn't, the 2000s, even, again, she was with her name specifically, because I'm not going to say she the whole time. Adele. I'm surprised Adele did not divorce Douglas at all during during the 2000s, or when she could, when she could, I'm like looking at dates, and I just figured out it's the end date is when he died. So what I see here is so his dad died in the 90s. So 1998, and his mom died in last year. 2 years ago, 2024. And I'm like, oh, wow. Again, like I was saying before, looking at this information, I'm surprised that, she didn't divorce them. Like, the 80s. And the 90s, she could have 110% divorced him at that point. And I think probably because of his alcohol or things that he was taking, that's probably what caused him to die early. Probably from heart attack, aka that's what happened with I can't think of his name right now, but when I reviewed Song Blue and Hugh Jackman's character, he was 20 years sober, but he was an alcoholic and he had a heart attack, and that's what caused him to die. So I'm assuming that was the reason that Douglas died, because of his alcoholism. But again, I don't know specifically, but that's very interesting that she, until like today, she as in Adele, decided to stay with him until the day he died. I'm like, why are you staying with all this abuse? There's times that he's good with you, but he's still abusing you at times. Because you're legally able to divorce him. So I wonder why she did not. We will never know, because she is no longer with us. Anyway. While watching the movie, I saw that his dad had a lot of mental health issues, and they got worse throughout his life. I think maybe his dad had depression as well, but they didn't take care of it, and then decided to Douglas decided to, you know, use drugs and alcohol, or just alcohol, because I only saw alcohol in the movie, to not deal with his issues, which is not a good thing at all. So he might have gotten it from his father. Again, therapy is important. It's good for you. Seek help when you need it. So let's start with the movie, my overall thoughts, ratings, and then I'll continue going through it and everything like that. So overall, the movie was okay. I heard a lot of people did not like it, and I understand why they did not like it. It was about a very depressing part of Bruce's life. People resonate to this album that they appreciate it, because he's being raw and talking about, even though he couldn't put it into words, his depression. And a lot of people liked it in that way, but other than that, people didn't really like it because it's a depressing album. And I felt that. But overall, story, how they put it together, I did not like it. How they did the storytelling, did not like it at all. Again, I'm the girl who does bad, the bad first and then the good later. Like, how they did the story, how they cut the movie wasn't great, in my opinion. They went back and forth to when he was little, and it didn't really flow great, in my opinion. Other than that, the acting was great, the singing was great, everyone that was in this movie did a good job overall. Alright, so and then my rating of this film, again, it was easy to watch, but I don't think it went in linear story. It wasn't non-linear either. I felt like it was all over the place how they put it together. But I would give this a 3. out of 5. Again, I saw reviews of this and people were like, is that worth your money to see it in theaters? Wait until it gets to a streaming service that you have and then watch it on that streaming service for free. And I completely agree. Don't waste your money and buy this film. If you do not have Hulu, it'll be somewhere else at some point. And I don't know why everywhere was like, oh, you can, this will be on Hulu on the 23rd of December for streaming. And that was not correct. The 23rd of December is where you could rent or buy Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. And when it was finally on Hulu, it was the 23rd of January. So a month after they said it was going to be available for streaming. So they should have put on their thing like, oh yeah, you can buy and rent it on the 23rd of December, but you can see it digital in streaming service on the 23rd of January. That would be better advertising. Because I was like waiting, and it never happened. And that's why I had to push this back constantly because of that. Anyway, so let's get into the movie. So the movie starts in black and white, which I thought was a very interesting choice because movies don't do that anymore. Really start in black and white. It just in color the whole way through. I think it's a very interesting filming or TV technique, and I feel like it was probably because we were in a memory and we were with Bruce and his mom in a car. They're getting his dad. Again, Adele is with Bruce. She's getting Douglas from a bar from drinking. Again, he's dealing with his mental health issues with alcohol, which he shouldn't. He should seek help. I know this is probably, he's young, so I'm going to say between the 40s and the 50s. Like, this is probably, dang it, at the between the 40s and the he was 30 in the 80s, 20 in the 70s, 60s he was 10. So this was either in the 50s or 50s or the 60s, but like, and there probably wasn't resources then, so I understand why. But you know, at least talk to your wife or something instead of beating her up or starting arguments that is making your son scared and everything like that. I know there wasn't much research there. Okay. So again, when the movie opened up, it's in black and white, and then when, again, I was like, oh, we're gonna learn about, we're gonna start with his childhood and then continue on to his career and everything, and then we're gonna gradually go into color. Love the technique, great idea. But then we just go boom, he's in his 30s, end of 20s and mid-20s to his 30s, and he's touring and he's performing and he's a famous musician and he's popping. Everybody's like, Bruce, we love this song. And I'm like, why would you do that? Why don't you gradually get us there instead of like going back and forth and this, that, and the other. It's very confusing. Like, why would you do that? We Bruce bumps into an old classmate named Joey, and his sister is a big Bruce fan. Her name is Faye. She has a daughter whose name is Haley. They end up dating. Their relationship is, it's a nice relationship until he like decide, we'll get to what happens in the relationship soon, but basically they date, he forms a relationship with his, with her daughter, the relationship's good, he gets scared, and then he starts ghosting. Don't ghost people, it's not right. He becomes an a-hole pretty much and is running away from his problems. This is during the time when he's doing the Nebraska album and everything like that. Like I said, Bruce is still working through his abusive dad, that he still helps his parents out, and dealing with that, and he's scared that he's gonna be abusive, and he has, I'm gonna say, also daddy issues that he's dealing with, and he feels like he can't be in a relationship because he'll end up like his dad, and we have like flashbacks, a flashback that his dad's trying to like teach him how to fight, and is like, no, you're not doing this right, no, you're not doing, like, very abusive. There's a part that like his dad is shoving his mom, and he gets a bat and tries to protect his mom and hits his dad. And again, like I said before, the flashbacks are very misplaced. It's just like the one flashlight back that was really good was when he drove past his house that he grew up with, and we got a flashback of him in his house. But and then another one, good one, was he was looking at a picture of him and his one of his younger sisters. I don't know which one, and it was him and his sister in a car with their dad, and it flashback to a moment with him and his sister playing, and then their dad, Douglas, driving them somewhere. That was a good flashback, but the other flashbacks when they came back, it was misplaced, and it didn't go, you didn't know that we were going to a flashback. It was really confusing and didn't make sense. What I thought was very weird, his first date with Freya was, it was a really good date. It was really cute. He brought her to an amusement park, like something like Coney Island, because this is based in New York, New Jersey, and yes, the movie starts because I took a picture in Freehold, New Jersey, which is where Bruce is from in 1957. So yeah, this is, so again, it starts in the 50s 60s, and then we go to, those are when the flashbacks are happening, and then we present day in color, present day as in the 80s in color, 70s 80s in colors, and the 50s and 60s are in black and white. So, a weird thing about their date that I thought it was really weird that Bruce was doing was he always was like, what does Frey, like, what does Frey do? I'm like, what, why are you talking this way? Why won't you just say, what do you do? What do you, like, it was weird. Why are you saying her name when she's right in front of you? That's just weird. So, Nebraska, which is the album that doesn't have his face, he didn't want to promote no singles or anything. It's a folk song. It's not a rock song. That was his only folk song that I know of. Didn't really, again, don't like folk music, but like the rock music that I heard in the movie, I like that, but like not the folk song. In the music industry, this is a point I wanted to make. In the music industry, not everybody has a great manager and a great or agent or anything like that. I really love John, his manager, because he was like a friend to Bruce. He always had Bruce back. He's like, Bruce, how are you? Bruce, how are you doing? Bruce, are you okay? If you need more time, Bruce, he is a great manager. There need to be more managers like that in the world in general. The only thing I want that is a knock on John that I wish he would do, like, he's like, when Bruce sent him the demo, he was like, this is kind of dark, he seems sad, I'm worried about him. And he was talking to his wife about it, didn't get his wife's name, but I feel like you should talk to Bruce, be like, Bruce, what's going on? Let's talk about it and then get him help with his mental health sooner than later. Let's record. But I guess, like, men don't like talking about their feelings, so. Okay. So his friend Mickey helped producer help him with his records, helped Bruce write his whole record in Nebraska in his house, and that whole album was in his house, if you didn't know. If you're a fan of Newsteen, you probably knew me. I did not know that. That was very interesting, very innovative. Maddie is one of his best friends that help him out, that's there for him throughout the movie, and it's a really good friend. Like I said before, another point I put, I understood the flashback when he drove to his house. That made sense because it was connecting. I understood the picture flashback. I understood the picture flashback. It went to him with his sister and his dad. But it made sense. He looked. Picture went there, but there was no dialogue to connect, like, oh, my dad, like, he wasn't telling me a story, and then it went to the flashback. It was just like, oh, he's driving through his childhood house, oh, now here's a flashback of him in his shower, oh, he's looking at a picture of him and his sister and his dad, oh, we're in a flashback of him and his sister and his dad, oh, and then it was like a flashback, like, there was no story for the flashback. Like, he wasn't like, well, it would make sense, like, if he was talking to a therapist or talking to someone, and then, oh, well, he's telling the person what happened, and we go to a flashback. It would be more productive of storytelling and, like, better plot and how they filmed and did the movie. And because it was confusing why they were doing this and that, again, deducting points, which is why it's a 3 out of 5. He scared me at one point. And who I'm talking about when I'm saying he is Bruce. He was driving his car and he was driving it really, 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 really quickly. And I'm like, is he suicidal? So I was like, oh, okay, so he has mental health issues. What I got that from that period and from Nebraska, the album that he was making, because it was really, really depressing. But I'm like, are you okay? Because it was going really, really quickly, and then he spinned and stopped and didn't kill himself. But that was like a very scary, and I'm like, very scary, and I did not
I was like, please, I know he survives because he's still alive now. So, but that was very scary.
And he got to that point, and I remember at the end when John was talking to Bruce and was like, I'm here for you always. I talked to you through all your tough moments, but this I cannot. Don't do anything crazy. Don't do anything reckless. Stay here. I'm gonna get some help, and aka a therapist for you to talk to, and get through this. I think that conversation should have again happened sooner rather than later, but it happened. Again, still thinking to this day why Adele stayed with Douglas. Again, I know they probably got married in the 40s. 40s, 30s, women weren't allowed to get divorces, but near the end, like, I would say, like, near the 70s, like, near closer when women had the right to get divorced, I think you should have gotten a divorce then, because there was parts, Douglas lost his job. They put him, the only thing they could do at that point was put him on medicine. Sometimes he'll take it, sometimes he don't. And then I also thought it was very interesting. His mom calls, Adele calls Bruce, and it's like, your dad got arrested. They let him go. Then he ran away somewhere. Can you come home and help me find him? He ends up being at some bar. Bruce is like, to his dad, what do you want to eat? And his dad, which I thought was funny, was like, I want a Big Mac. Again, from McDonald's. And he's like, yeah, we'll get that. And his parents at the moment live in California. They don't live in New Jersey anymore. Which I thought was very interesting. And I'm like, why did they move there? But it doesn't matter. So Bruce pays for his dad's tab. And then the bartender is like, it's fine. It's on me. Your dad's a really nice man. And then his dad's like, do you think I'm a very nice man? And instead of, like, answering the question, and I love how that they filmed it this way, and it's probably what actually happened, he doesn't answer his dad. He doesn't say, yes, I agree, or no, I disagree. He does not answer. That's the perfect answer. Just do not answer the question. But I was like, well, you know you're not a good man, Douglas. You know you're an abuser. You know you have mental health issues, which is not a bad thing. The mental health issues, not a bad thing. But you know you abuse. I'll call you my abuse other things as well. But I thought that was very, very interesting. So like I said before, Nebraska, the album, is a folk album about his childhood and his trauma. He's trying to, with the whole album, he ghosting Faye. He doesn't even call her, telling her. He talks to his friend Matt, and then it's like, I don't deserve her, she's too good for me. And at some point he tries to, like, break it off, but he doesn't. It's not fair to her. He just ghosts her. She calls him, he doesn't answer, he disappears. Don't ghost people. It's not right. It's terrible. Like, she's like wondering where he is, and she's like, at some point she's like, okay, it's over. Her daughter who got a relationship, Haley, is wondering where he is. Like, it's just a terrible, terrible thing. He's running from things, his demons, his mental health issues, thinking if he runs away from them it'll get better, and it doesn't. It just gets worse. Don't run away from your problems. He finally meets her at her diner to tell her, oh, I'm moving to California. And she's like, so you come to talk to me to tell me you're moving from California, so you're just running away from your problems. And that's not okay, and that's not right. And I completely agree. And the one thing that I hate, and people hate a lot, is when they see that you're upset, your face, and your face is upset, or you cry, they ask you, are you okay? Like, one of her managers asks, are you okay? And when I heard that, I'm like, no, she's not. Don't you see that she was crying? Bruce is probably to blame, because before she talked to him, she was fine. After she talked to him, she was a mess. So he was to blame. And I love how, talking about Faye, I'm probably saying her name wrong. Faye, if I'm saying her name wrong, I apologize. Probably am the whole time. I love how, like, her boss and coworkers are very accommodated to her daughter, and is like, oh, she fell asleep. We could bring her in the back office so she can sleep. That's incredible. And then the last 2 points I have until I wrap up is therapy is important, okay? Whatever you're struggling with, get help. It's better to help it and try to manage it than ignoring the problem and it getting better. The horrible thing about the USA, mental health is not a big priority where it should be, and stuff like getting treated for your mental health or getting therapy is expensive. But if you cannot afford mental health services, you know, talk to a friend, talk to a loved one. People care about you. Make sure you can. You don't go in deep end, because your psyche is important. At least talk to someone. Again, like I said, the hotline, again, National Mental Health Hotline is 866-903-3787. Again, that's 866-903-3787. It's important if you need to talk to someone. Again, you're not alone. You have people that love you. And the last thing is, that they said, Bruce still is struggling with depression to this day. He's still working on it through therapy, and he did, at some point, release Made in the USA, which, if you listen to it, some of the lyrics, I'm like, makes me think of someone that is there, you know, cool, like, I'm like, it's a really good song. Overall, but like I said, I structurally I feel like instead of like it there's no plot, it wasn't like, oh, this is a non, like, for example, like when I reviewed the non, I'm trying to remember the movie with Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. It was called, give me a second, my friends. It was called Getting There.
we live in time, and it was non-secular, meaning it went here, and then jumped to here, jumped to here, jumped to there, which, again, not my favorite kind of movie. I like when it goes straight in order, or it makes sense why they're going back, and with We Live in Time, it made sense why they went back, and it makes sense in completely, but when they went back in this to the flashbacks of Bruce's like childhood and how horrible it was, it didn't make sense. So it didn't make great storytelling, because it was like, oh, we're here talking about where you start the movie about Bruce and his childhood, and now we're in the end of the 50s, beginning of the 60s. Now we're in the 80s, when he's in his 30s and he's a rock star and well known, and is going off tour, and he needs to, you know, because it's single, then music video, then another single, then another single, then an album, then tour, and then you have to do the whole thing all over again, and you're like, okay, what happened in the middle? What shaped him? Like, I didn't really learn that out of this movie. I didn't really learn that much about Bruce Springsteen as someone that doesn't. Like, I learned some new stuff because I'm not a fan of him. But, like, if you were a fan of him, I don't think you something new. Like, I learned that he has depression. I learned about his childhood and how, like, the majority of people in Hollywood have terrible either dads and have daddy issues, or have mommy issues, or have parent issues, grew up in a family where a parent was abusive, had drugs and alcohol, or drugs or alcohol problems, yeah, and everybody has like an album or a song that has to deal with their parents in some kind of way, divorce or yes. I would say like 90% of people in Hollywood have an abusive parent in some capacity, or parents that are divorced. But overall, like, I'm happy that he's now in therapy. He has people in his life that love and care about him. I wish him and Faye, what, like, he took a chance, and he didn't let fear destroy the relationship, because I feel like the relationship would be good, and they could work through things, and he could have been with her forever, because I did see that, like, he did, Bruce did get a divorce and got remarried and has some children as well. But like I said, guys, if you're struggling, or you know anyone that is struggling, I'm going to say this 4 more times: the National Mental Health Hotline is 866-903-3787. Again, that's the National Mental Health Hotline is 866-903-3787. 2 more times: the National Mental Health Hotline is 866-903-3787. Again, the National Mental Health Hotline is 866-903-3787. You matter. people care about you, and we're all struggling. Talk to someone that you love and you care about, that you trust. If you're struggling with anyone, if you cannot have the resources to get therapy or anything like that, talk to someone that you care about, because they love you and they'll be there for you. They're here to listen to you when you're going through things. Your life matters. You matter. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. This was a long one, but again, if you need any help, you're struggling with mental health, again, call that hotline or talk to a loved one. The world is crazy, and a lot of horrible things are happening right now, and it's important to talk to someone that you love and care about if you're struggling with anything. Have a great day. Bye.